line, and she's got some interesting things, I think, to tell us about the energy. Now, I know we're getting ready to come into the new moon, so she's probably going to talk about the new moon, the full moon, and I heard some more planets are going retrograde, so I was planning on spending some time under the table and, you know, just kind of hide, because retrogrades always make you feel like what's going to happen next. So, Stacy, please tell us what's going to happen next in the astrology. How are you and welcome?
Thank you. And you know, there's always something going on. That's
always
why we kind of want to look each month to say, where is it coming from this time?
Mm-hmm.
But as you said, we like talking about the new moons, which is new cycles starting forward, kind of like our vision board. We like to talk about the full moons because that's the one that throws us a little surprises and culminations and things coming to the end of a cycle. And then there's always stuff in between, right, Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
So you know the one I'm going to mention is Uranus. Got to remind everyone, Uranus is that planet that we really have no control of. You know, most of when we talk about energies, we can learn to navigate. Uranus, no choice. It's going to throw at us whatever we need to do to make a change. So this month, Uranus is turning retrograde in Gemini. So that's asking us to rethink some of the things that have been thrown at us lately. So if you've been shaken up by Uranus, now when it's going in retrograde in Gemini, retrograde always means rethink, and Gemini is a sign of thinking and communication. So with all the changes going on, it's asking us to pause a little bit and think, how are we handling all of whatever underway? So we'll take a look at how this is affecting everybody, Sarah, and see really where we need to watch that knees through the month of September.
And Stacy, before we kind of jump into that, so we just came out of our Mercury retrograde not too long ago. So what else is retrograde? Are we in retrograde in somewhere else as well right now?
So we do have some of the major planets in retrograde, as I'm pulling out my Ephemeris here, so I can tell you exactly which ones. And these are the most powerful planets that we're talking about when they go retrograde.
Right.
They're the ones that affect us really collectively and personally. So we've already been dealing with Saturn, and Saturn actually went retrograde on the 2nd of, we'll go retrograde next month, the 2nd. But Saturn's been actually in retrograde in Aries. Uranus is turning retrograde tomorrow. Neptune's been in retrograde in Aries, which means it's kind of clouding a lot of what's going on for all of us. So, and Pluto's been in retrograde. And those are basically all the major outer planets except for Jupiter. So at least we got the planet of luck and opportunity going forward. There's a little help for us. But it's making us rethink all the changes. And since Uranus is in Gemini, the rethinking is the important word there. So you can take a look in your chart wherever you have Gemini. That's where it's going to affect you. And particularly for you Geminis, I know you're listening, Sarah, it's a personal period of really reconsidering who you are and what you want and where your life is going forward.
All right.
So we're all thinking about it, too.
We all got to think about it, right? So when you said, like, who are you and where do you want to go? I heard the scene from My Fair Lady. I want to be a lady in a flower shop instead of selling flowers at the corner of Tottenham Court Road. But they won't take me, not unless I can talk more genteel. Where here I am, ready to pay, not asking any favor. And he treats me as if I was dirt. I know what lessons cost as well as you do, and I'm ready to pay. So I think I'm going to go be a flower girl. That sounds like a plan. If I'm going to rethink, right? Why don't I go to Covent Garden and go hang out in England and... Jolly good, sir.
Yeah, right? You might want to rethink. Now, there's a talent I did not know you have after over a decade together, my friends, that you had quite the Cockney accent when you need it.
Well, yeah, that's from starring in My Fair Lady. You know, all I want
is a
room somewhere.
I'm sure everybody else is thinking the same thing as me. Wow, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I love those. Yeah. I love that energy. I love, you know, and unexpected things. You know, I remember you and I had a conversation in text message and expect the unexpected. So I thought I'd give you a little unexpected, right? So, I mean, so I'm prepared to go be a flower girl if need be, right? So this is, I guess we have to rethink and reevaluate and be flexible because there's so much coming at us. And that's why I asked what planets are retrograde, because we know that all of these things are kind of brewing all around us. And now we're adding this powerful change that's coming for humanity as well. And, you know, we just thought, well, let me make sure we got the whole picture. So now that we have the whole picture, carry on, my friend.
Well, you know, not to make it even more complicated, but I know it's really all about ultimately each of us finding our own truth. You know, the second half of the month, Neptune's playing around with Pluto, and whenever Neptune's involved, things get foggy, and Pluto's going to blow things up, and it's trining with Uranus. And the message in a lot of this is we need to turn inside and go to our own truth and live our own truth in this world. So, and learn how to distinguish what we're getting as messages from our souls to the illusion that's around us, and then keep on trucking. So should we look at everybody individually here to see what this means for everybody?
Let's rock around the clock.
All right. And remember, folks, if you know your rising sign, pay attention to that as well as your sun sign. So we'll look at Aries now. Our timing is good because the new moon in Virgo is tomorrow. And by the way, Uranus is going retrograde in Gemini tomorrow. So it's an interesting day tomorrow. But for you, Aries, this new moon, this new cycle is in your sixth house, which is work and health and everyday life. So you should be working on establishing better habits or changing the way you work to align better with your life. Now, your full moon is in your sign, Aries, and whenever a moon is in your sign, it's especially meaningful for you. So for you, Aries, it's really about important personal decisions or realizations about who you want to be and who do you want to be in relation to the world. Now, Taurus, the Virgo full moon is in your fifth house, which is romance, children, creativity. You really should go out and have some fun and do something you're really passionate about. Now, a new romance could happen during a new moon, or you could think about a new creative project. Now, the full moon in Aries is in your 12th house. That means, Taurus, time to slow down, to go inward, and above all, listen to your intuition and release what you need to release. By the way, Taurus, you rule the second house. Uranus is turning retrograde in the second house, so you might be looking at money and security and figuring out what you really value. Now, Gemini, this new moon in Virgo is in your fourth house. That's about home and family. So maybe it's about your physical home, or maybe it's about family relationships or creating a different kind of home life. You have a new opportunity to make changes there. Now, the full moon in Aries is in your 11th house. That's friends and goals and dreams, groups, people who you're with could be very important. And since Uranus is turning retrograde in your sign, Gemini, it is a very personal reconsidering time of who you are. Cancer, for you, the new moon in Virgo is in your third house. That's communication, writing, learning, important conversations. Time for you to speak up now. Think of who you need to speak up with and have that important conversation. Now, the full moon in Aries is in your career house, about your career and your reputation. So it could trigger a new opportunity or a promotion or change in direction in your career, too. Now, Leo, the new moon in Virgo is in your house of money and value. So you, Leo, should be looking at maybe new sources of income or rethinking your budget or your income sources. Maybe you can make money doing something new. The full moon in Aries is in your ninth house. That's about expanding your horizons. That could be travel or education or publishing or the media. So Jupiter is in your sign, Leo, you're being encouraged to think about what's bigger for you out there. Virgo, happy birthday to all my Virgo friends. For you, the new moon in your sign, that's your first house. That's a fresh start. That's your own personal new moon of the year. So think about what you want to start and how you want others to see you. Now, the full moon in Aries is in your eighth house. That's shared finances, resources, intimacy, transformation. So there might be a financial or an emotional matter that might come to a head for you. Now, Libra, the new moon in Virgo is in your 12th house. The 12th house is healing, reflection, meditation, and really letting go of the old stuff that's been dragging you down. The full moon for you, Aries, in Aries, for you, Libra, is in your house of committed relationships. So either a romantic partnership or a business partnership might reach some kind of turning point for you. Scorpio, the Virgo full moon is in your 11th house. That's friends, networks, dreams, goals. So you can meet a friend that could help bring you to the next step or help you in your future. So think about maybe a new group you'd like to join or a new way of networking. Now, Scorpio, the Aries full moon, that's in your house of work and health. Now is the time that you're going to find out what you need to do better in your everyday life. Maybe you need to finally make that doctor's appointment or go to a gym or really improve what you've been dragging around. Sag, the new moon in Virgo is all about career for you. This is one of the best times of the year, Sag, to look at a new profession, a new direction, take on more work, look at people you need to be in front of. Now, Sag, the full moon in Aries is about romance and creativity in your fifth house. Could bring a love affair to you or a creative project, or it's also about children. So you can have a turning point if you've been dealing with a matter with your children. Now, Capricorn, the new moon in Virgo, that's your ninth house, travel, education, publishing, teaching, time for you to explore and get out in the world. Now, the full moon in Aries is in your house of the house at home. So family, home is really what's going to be highlighted on the full moon, and you might have to make decisions about where you're living. That rings home for me, as some of you may know, so I'll have to let you know how that happens. Now, Aquarius, the Virgo new moon for you is in your eighth house. That means you have an opportunity to have a fresh start with shared finances or investments, pay off taxes. It's a great time to get your financial matters organized. Now, the Aries full moon is in your third house. That's conversations, decisions, information. So it could also have a matter to do with a sibling. And Pisces, it's all about relationships, but your new moon in Virgo is in your house of partnerships. So you might create a new partnership or a new relationship or just a fresh beginning of a business partnership you're already in. The full moon in Aries is in your house of money and values, so you might have a financial matter actually come to a fruition. And the message for you is don't undervalue yourself. Remember, this Aries full moon, everybody, is about you and who you are. So those are the energies this month that we're going to be looking at. And as we said earlier, the big outer powerful planets are also pushing us along the way. But at least knowing where in your life it's going to affect, it's probably something you're already aware of. Wouldn't you say, Sarah? I know when I read mine, it hit home for me.
You know, I can see you moving, Stacey. I just want to let you know that you're moving. So whatever your astrology is indicating, It's coming. Slowly I turn.
Well, that would step fit, by step. Right? That would fit. That's where my focus is, as you know. But that's why I'm sure when I read everybody's sign, there was somewhere in there that you were already focused on.
I would imagine. And let me just ask one quick question before we go. All these retrogrades, which one of all these retrogrades has the most impact on the world? What planet really governs the world?
I think the one that's affecting us greatly now, especially in our country, is Pluto. Pluto is the planet of transformation. Pluto blows things up that need to get blown up so you could transform to where we should be. Now, we know we're going through, Pluto is hitting the birth of our country again. So that's why we're seeing what we're happening. They're all meant for different reasons, though. It's hard to say which one, because Saturn represents our lessons. So the world's lessons are being shown through where Saturn is. You know, Uranus is going to throw things at us to get us moving if we're not moving in the right direction. Saturn is where our lessons are. Pluto is where we need to have transformation and real meaningful blow up, you're starting all over change. And then with a little dice of Neptune in there, not only is Neptune there to kind of put a fog in front of us, so we really have to go inside to figure out what's honest and true and real, but it's also the planet of very high spirituality. So it's also our worldly connection to spirit through Neptune. So it is hard to say just one, but my first response was, for what we're feeling, Pluto is doing the blowing up part, and the other planets are showing us where we need to fix things.
All right, get out your toolboxes, people, because we got a lot of fixing to do, right? And then if things start
well,
flying around.
Well, we have the tools, right?
We have the tools, but if things start flying around under the table, we go, right? We're ready. Want you to know, Stacey, we greatly appreciate your preparation for this evening and making sure that we had all the information and sharing our time with us here tonight and for our 826th live show. And if anybody would like to connect with Stacey, which I strongly advise, so that you could have your personal birth chart and understand maybe even some of these transits that are going on around you, then visit destinyinthestars.com. Destinyinthestars.com will connect you to Stacey for your own personal birth chart and really make a connection so that you have the blueprint of your life. So as things start to pop up, you're like, oh, okay, this is where I'm at, and this is what the planets are doing, and it's going to unfold in this period of time. And with a little bit of a roadmap, we can all get ourselves in the right place at the right time. So go to destinyinthestars.com, everyone. Stacey, I want to let you know we appreciate you. Thank you so much for sharing time and space. And I cannot wait to hear what October is going to bring us.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Sarah. I love joining you and your tribe every month. And we'll see you next month.
All right. See you next month. Bye for now.
Bye for now.